Greetings in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Today we're going into beautiful new territory of the Gospel of John. I trust you will like this message. But first, let us pray. Father, we pray now for thy divine illumination on the declaration of thy sacred word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text is from the 13th chapter of John, and I shall read to you the first part of it. It says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded." I do not know of any passage in the Bible that issues in a greater call to humility than this one. But before I get into this text about humility today, I want to mention something here about Judas and the devil. John the Apostle, who wrote this gospel, is a master at contrasts. He brings out contrasts, for example, between light and darkness, and between life and death, and so forth and so on. And here is a contrast in this text between the best man and the worst man. And this occurs during the Passion Week, which begins with Palm Sunday and ends with Resurrection Sunday. So the event here occurred on Thursday of that week. So we have the best men and the worst men here in this Passion Week at the Last Supper. The best man, no doubt, here is Jesus, as he is illuminating one of the great pinnacles of humility by illustration. While on the other hand, we have Judas as the worst man, who reaches the pinnacle of human wickedness in the story, for it says in the second verse of our text, "And supper being ended, the devil now having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him." Judas had been playing with doubts long enough. He had been dishonest long enough now. He had been critical long enough now that his heart was in such a state that the devil could put anything into it. His heart was at the stage now that he actually became a pawn, a direct servant of Satan, to put it into his heart to turn Jesus over to his enemies. Friend, beware of people who doubt too long, who question too long, who criticize too long. They may become the pawns of the devil at any time. Also notice in the 27th verse of this passage, which I did not read to you, but I'll give it to you now. It says, "After the sub, Satan entered into him." So Judas became devil-possessed after he became devil-controlled. And he became devil-controlled after he became dishonest and critical. In John 13, therefore, we have this contrast once again between the best man and the worst man, a man entirely possessed by God and a man entirely possessed by the devil. Now then, we're ready for the main body of this scripture, and I call this the main body here. The kenosis passage illustrated. You may not know what the word kenosis means, but I'm going to ask you to learn this one Greek word, because there's not any simple English word to really explain the Greek word kenosis, which comes from the Greek word kenos. In Philippians 2, We have the kenosis passage. We have the principle that underlies the John 13 foot washing service. So what is this principle? Well, listen to this scripture from Philippians 2, 5 through 8. This speaks about Jesus. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." In the 7th verse of this passage, where the King James Bible says that Jesus made himself of no reputation, we can translate this in saying that Jesus emptied himself of himself. And this is the word kenoo. This is where the word kenoo comes in, which basically means that Jesus emptied himself of all of his God-given rights. He emptied himself of all of his God-given privileges, and he emptied himself of all his God-given blessings. And that's what the word kenoo stands for, and this is why this is called the kenosis passage. It is to be observed that most people, even most church people, hold on to their God-given rights, and they hold on to their God-given privileges and opportunities. They play the quote, "name it and claim it," unquote, game. They would never think of emptying themselves of all the things, but rather they think about filling themselves with all the things they can possibly get. Did you ever consider how little Jesus used the power he had at his disposal? How little of that he really used? What would it have been like if he would have played that, quote, "name it, claim it," unquote, game about all this power? What would it have been like if Jesus would have used all the privileges he had at his disposal as the Son of God? Well, I'll tell you what would have happened. He would not have saved you and me, because he would have looked out after himself. No, Jesus emptied himself, kenoo, he emptied himself of all the things and became a man. That was the first stage of his self-emptying. Secondly, he became a slave to mankind. And thirdly, he became obedient unto the cross. In other words, he who was everything and he who had everything made himself nothing. Kenoo. And because he made himself nothing, God highly exalted him above every name which was named. Oh, how I see so many believers run around and naming it and claiming it all they possibly can, going about like proud peacocks, not realizing that God said that all the nations are as a drop in the bucket. Then, if all the nations are as a drop in a bucket, then how much of that one drop, my friend, is you? Today we are, tomorrow we return to the dust, and in this fleeting moment of life on earth in the light of eternity, we go about as somebody, judging just about everybody. Oh, how we need to empty ourselves of ourselves, and even of our privileges and rights, even as Jesus did, that we might have the mind of Christ. And that is the way that this passage begins in Philippians 2, this kenosis passage. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Getting back to this 13th chapter of John, can you see that Jesus emptying himself, illustrated in the story of him rising up at supper, picking a towel and girding himself with his towel, and taking hold of this basin of water, and then him washing his feet. I would say that this is divinity in the apron of humility. Is it possible that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe could lower himself any more than that? Divinity in an apron. My friend, if we are the true followers of Jesus, then that spirit of our Lord illustrated here in washing the disciples' feet will also be within us. We will empty ourselves of our plans, of our rights, and of our privileges in order to put serving others first, in order to think of the needs of others first, even as the Good Samaritan also did, who abandoned all his plans to help the Jew in the ditch to come back to healing and wholeness. It is because we are not in kinoo, as one preacher said, I have singers coming out of my ears, but no one wants to serve in the nursery and clean the toilets, and I have trouble finding ushers. My friend, we need this mind of the Lord Jesus Christ within us so that, my friend, we will begin to do as he does and go to the very bottom of humility and serve one another. Oh, my friend, how the churches need ushers all over. Men who will be at church in half hour to 1 hour before the service starts and stay till the last person is gone. Oh, I don't know what would happen. If we had people in our churches who would humble themselves to that degree of servanthood, I don't know what would happen, what God would do with them and through them in their daily work. Well, anyhow, what we learn here in a degree is that we can use our powers to become something, or we can use our powers to become nothing. And if we use our powers to become nothing, then God is exalted, and he will fill us with himself and the spirit of our Savior. This is good for daily living. It's good for the marriage relationship. This is why we have so many bad marriages and divorces, because they both get into the marriage, each claiming their rights and privileges, rather than each coming into the marriage relationship with the apron of humility and the spirit of Christ. And this is why we have so many problems in our churches, because people are trying to lord it one over the other, rather than having the spirit of self-emptying that Jesus so beautifully showed in washing the disciples' feet. It says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself, and then he washed his disciples' feet. Omnipotence was laid aside, and it was traded in for the most humble service towards mankind. Jesus wants us to have this mind. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Our Father, we pray that you'll deliver us from this spirit of self-seeking and pride and arrogance, and bring us to the point where we will empty ourselves of this self-life, which is despicable in your sight, that you might fill us with yourself. And we give thee the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now until next week. In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.